What was it like being as a guest on Casual Conversations? Tell me.
It is a lifelong dream, Kaz. Much like the Batmobile, soon the Batcave, to be on here and to talk about a passion of mine. It's always fun. Well, people always ask me, who are you? I'm Batman.
Hello again, everyone. This is Kaz Bielan. You're watching or listening to the Casual Conversations podcast on video and on audio. And this is a podcast that talks to people who are very important to our world. Our very special guest today is Paul Ritz. He is the owner of the Batmobile, a Batmobile, and also a crime fighter part-time. Paul, welcome to Casual Conversation. How are you?
Thank you, Kaz. Good to be here.
Where are you? Batcave?
I'm just outside the Batcave. I pulled out, but I can't stay for too long. I can't stay for too long. There's crime all rampant around here, and I got to get back. I got to get back to the Batcave. You know, I got to get back to the wife. You know, the old bat.
That's a good one. Well, in honor of that, usually when we do this Casual Conversations episodes and you watch it on video instead of the audio podcast, I know I won't mention it to her. So usually what happens is we use this nice, wonderful background, but in honor of you and the Batmobile, we're going to magically change. You can snap your fingers if you want to make a sound effect to do this. Ready? On 3, 2, 1. Oh, look at that. Look at that. We're in that new bat space. I'm going to call this the bat space. What do you think? You like it?
I like it.
What's going on around you? People honking a horn at you again still or what? Police get you yet?
But wait.
It's yes, the who's commissioner. There?
I'll be right there.
All right. You better take care of the great crime finding, whatever you do. Okay. But before you do that, you got to talk to us about the Batmobile. So let's do that right now. So tell me, how did you get into the Batmobile scene there?
Well, I grew up with Adam West, with the Batman TV show as a kid. And on two nights, Wednesday night and Thursday night, same bat time, same bat channel. And the Batmobile was just the coolest car on the planet. And I never in my wildest dreams thought I would own the Batmobile. I never even saw the Batmobile as a kid growing up. And one day, I'm on Facebook Marketplace, and I'm with my son-in-law, and we look, and this woman in Califon, New Jersey, was selling two Batmobiles.
Two?
They were, two. They were unfinished. They didn't have any bat gadgets on them. They weren't painted, no windshield.
Like that?
What you see now is my Batmobile. That's my Batmobile in the paint shop. Oddly enough, I thought you'd paint it all black and then paint the red, and the paint guy said, no, we paint the red first, and then we tape that off, and then paint it black. Didn't know that.
Oh, so this, like that.
This is me taking possession of the Batmobile. This woman, as I said, had two of them. She was selling two of them because her husband had passed away, and she never saw the Batmobile. They were in two separate garages. And when he passed away, she opens up the garage and she sees them. And she didn't know what they were. She called her brother-in-law up and said, "What the hell are these things?" And he told her what they were. And she wanted $20,000 a piece.
Look at that.
That's the finished Batmobile. So my son-in-law, I'm recording something. My son-in-law and I went there. And he said, "Let's bring cash." And his name is Paul, too, Paul Almeida. And he said, "Let's bring cash." And she wanted $20,000 a piece. He wanted to buy both of them. And I said, "How many people are buying Batmobiles, Paul? Let's let her stew for a week. We'll come back. We'll lowball her." We come back in a week. She sold one.
Now, oh.
Story at a car show in Somerville. And the guy says, "I know who bought that other Batmobile. It's a guy who owns a body shop in New Jersey." And I said, "Does it look like this?" He said, "No, it's in this back lot with a tarp over it. He doesn't have time to get to it." So I'm tempted to go to him and buy it because now I know how to restore a Batmobile.
Wow. What was the next step that you did after that?
The next step was had a mechanic check it out. He refurbished the engine, looked at the brakes and everything. But the next step was finding all these gadgets. All right, that beacon up there, the dashboard, all the lights, the detectoscope, all this stuff, I had to find. Now there's a place in Logansport, Indiana, that builds Batmobiles. That's their stock and trade. But he's the only game in town. So you see this beacon up there? All right, that's a flashing beacon. He wants $1,000 for that. And I said, you're killing me. But he's the only game in town, so that's what I had to do. But I got frustrated. So I, for laughs and giggles, I Googled Batmobile Club of New Jersey. And there is one. And the president is down in Forked River. So I called him up, and he fabricates a lot of these bat gadgets for a fraction of the cost. So that's how I was able to pull this all together with my son-in-law and make it. After 2 years, it took 2 years to restore, but it was well worth it. All the gadgets work.
So Paul, give us a little tour there. Show us some cool gadgets and stuff inside, so people get to see what's in this amazing Batmobile.
Okay. So can you see this here?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the anti-theft activator. All right. Now in the TV show, whenever Batman would get out of the car, he'd flip that. And it says start button, so that when the Riddler or the Joker would come in and say that I'm going to steal the Batmobile, they got to start it up. So they'd hit this button, and in the TV show, rockets would come out of the rocket tubes, flares would come out of the rocket tubes. But I substituted that, and now I have an air horn, so people know who I am and what's going on. There's the bat smoke detector. I've got backup camera on the screen here, the gauges, and wait. Commissioner, I'm in the middle of a video shoot. I'll be back. I'll call you when I'm finished. Okay. So these are the things I have. The bat ray. Can you see the bat ray?
Oh yeah.
The bat antenna that works. All the lights and bells and whistles work. And of course, it's fully operational. It's the original Batmobile started as a 1955 Lincoln Futura concept car. What the base car for this is a 79 Lincoln Town Car. So it's 19 feet long, 4,600 pounds, 7 feet wide, 400 cubic inch, 150 horse. Wow. Not a lot of horsepower, but I don't want to go fast in this. This is, as my son-in-law would say, this is a piece of art you're driving. So I take it slow, unless I hear sirens. Then I do have to speed.
Wow. So have you, when you go around town, Paul, what kind of reaction you get from the Batmobile? I mean, I'm going to roll some pictures and stuff of different places you've been, talk about that, but just the reaction, the events that you do with this Batmobile, you know, because it's not just like a little trophy you got there in the garage and take it out of the garage, but you actually make great use out of it. So let's roll some video and you can talk about what uses you had.
So, you know, people of a certain age recognize it, know what it is, it brings back childhood memories. But even children, 6, 7, 8 years old, It's not like daddy's car. So they react to it. They're oohs and ahs. They're wowed by it. And of course, with some of the tricks that I have, the bat ray antenna, the air horn and things like that, it stands out. It is a showstopper and people gravitate towards it. I have never been anywhere with this that people don't smile. Even if you don't know the original Batman, the Adam West Batman, you look at this and you smile. Even the Grinch liked the Batmobile.
Yeah, I mean, look at these images on the screen there. The fire shooting out of the back of the Batmobile. I mean, even that you have happening, right?
That works, yes.
Wow,
that's the mic drop moment.
That's really cool. So when it's out on the road, I know did some recent drone footage and just driving around town. So this is what it looks like if you're on the side of the road or you happen to be a bird looking down or a bat looking down at the Batmobile. All right, so speaking about driving through Hillsborough, I think most of it footage is the Batmobile in Hillsborough, New Jersey, by the way, not Carolina or Oregon or California. The other Hillsborough, this is the one and only original Hillsborough and the Batmobile.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Hold on.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Here we go. Go ahead, Paul.
So the first time I had the Batmobile, I called up the municipal building. And I said, you've got a Memorial Day parade coming up soon. How would the mayor like to ride in the Batmobile? And they said, well, the mayor likes to walk the parade route and work the crowd. I said, well, what about the chief of police? Would he like to ride in the Batmobile? And they said, well, if he has his own classic car, he drives in the parade. And I said to myself, people, I'm offering you the Batmobile. You know, no one wants to ride in it? So they said, let's think of it. We'll think about it and we'll get back. So they called me in a couple days, and they said, we have the honorary mayor of Hillsborough. And I said, okay, who's that? She's a little girl, 6 years old, with a brain cancer. And she sat in the Batmobile with her mother throughout the parade. And I said, you have a job to do. When I tell you, I want you to hit this button. And that plays, as you can hear, that plays the Batman theme, TV show theme. I only had to tell her once. She kept hitting it every 2 minutes because she got such a thrill out of it. And people were waving and smiling at her. So that made her day. She was queen for the day to have all that attention.
Now, just looking at some shots interacting as a kid in front of it, and I remember what you're talking about, because I was there that day, and you know, it was great to see her smile on her face and the people and the other kids cheering on and everything, and it's a beautiful thing that you've done.
Yeah, that picture, that's Batman, the early years.
The early years? I heard it's you. That's actually you. Is that true, Paul? Mini call?
No.
So you have a bat cave? So, you know, Batman had a bat cave. So, Paul, do you have a bat cave that, you know, people can go?
Bat cave, and if you can show the picture of it, it's truth be known, it's my garage. Again, barely fits in the garage. It's 19 feet long. My wife has to help me park it because I have to back it in. And because it's so long and the fins stick out, I really need help. I've got maybe 2 inches on each side leeway when I'm backing in. So I really need a spotter to help me back into the Batcave.
Well, so far it looks like you didn't destroy anything there. And the Batmobile looks in tip-top shape. So
yes, thank you.
I like this reference because, you know, if you watch the show, I'm a big fan of that also. And you know, Wham, Pow, all that stuff were like very cool stuff. But you know what? I have one to add to that because this is what I think of the Batmobile in the interview with her. You want to see it?
Go ahead. That's cute.
There you go. See? She loves the Batmobile also.
I'll give you a little history of the Batmobile. I told you it was a 55 concept car.
Yes.
Ford. You had it on tour from 55 to 57. It appeared in a film. It started with a kiss, Debbie Reynolds and Glenn Ford. It was painted red for that. Originally it's white, but it was painted red because red showed up better on film.
Okay.
And then they typically with concept cars, the manufacturer Ford, GM, would destroy the car. But George Barris, the custom car designer, bought it from Ford for $1. And he put it in his back lot. End of 65, the producers for the Batman TV show are saying, hey, Batman needs a Batmobile. We better find one, build one, get one. So they went to George Barris and said, we need a Batmobile. But here's the caveat. We need it in 3 weeks. We'll give you $30,000. He delivered it on time and on budget. He didn't sell it to the producers. He leased it to them. When the show was over, he retained ownership. And in 2012, it sold at Barrett Jackson for $4.6 million.
Good investment. Good idea. Yeah, keep the, you know, he was ahead of his time. He knew that stuff was going to be valuable, I guess, in the future. And just remind folks, you're watching Casual Conversations, and we're talking about the Batmobile, a real Batmobile that exists. You can actually, if you live in New Jersey or in that area, Paul will can arrange to actually have you use, rent the Batmobile, I guess, right? Or for events, special things. And you have to go to forgotham.com, which you go for all the information, by the way, right?
So, yes, I do birthday parties, weddings, I'm available for. I can even do funerals. And if you want a cremation, put the casket behind the Batmobile and I'll give two blasts on the flamethrower.
Wow. Coming and going, huh? So, that's really now, crazy.
Now, George Barris had the original, which was steel. From that, he made fiberglass molds. And for the TV show, produced three other replicas, fiberglass replicas. So those molds are out there. Their molds are out in the country. When the show was over, he retains, again, not only the original, but the other replicas. If the replica is associated with the TV show, that goes for big money. But a good replica had nothing to do with the TV show. I saw several go at Barrett Jackson for $125,000. I was at a car show in Flemington a couple of years ago, and this guy is walking around my Batmobile, getting down on the ground, looking underneath. I thought he was one of the judges. And he comes up to me and says, "How much you want for it?" And I said, I just got it back from restoration. I'm not looking to sell it. He says, "I'll give you $150 for it." I said, $170. I'll give you $170.
Wow.
I gave him my card for Gotham for rent. And I said, "Call me back in a year. If I'm tired of it, I'll sell it." I'm not tired of it. But I made the mistake of telling my wife somebody offered me $170. And she said, "You didn't take it?" I said, "I want a beach house." You can't fight crime in a beach house.
That's true. Hey, so if you listen to the audio podcast and you want to see how great, handsome, and amazing Paul and I look like, and especially the Batmobile, what that looks like, go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/CazTV, Casual Conversation Season 3. That's where you can find us, or the link is available on all the podcasts that you see and everything. And hold on, there's something. What? It looks like we have an emergency there, Paul. Looks like someone's trying to hack into our live feed there, wherever you are. I think they, yeah. And
oh no.
Yeah, they're trying to hack into it. And it looks like they have another Batmobile or something going on there. So it looks like we're trying to, wait, hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am now acquiring the famous and now to be infamous Batmobile. Thank you for holding the door for me.
You get one picture. And you're out of my.
Would you like to start it up, Joker?
Would I like to start the car up?
Yes, hit the start button.
Hit the start button. This is not a trick, is it?
No.
I'm not going to fly through the ceiling.
Would I joke with you?
Yes, you would. All right, here we are. I need everyone on the count of three to count to three. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Oh. It was a trick.
The jokes now.
I'm going to pull this emergency thing. I'm going to press this orange thing. No. I'm going to push this ball forward. You said yes. I do not trust you. I'm going to try this again. Let me out of this thing. Let me out. Batman, you may have your car.
Oh, we're back. My God, what do you think that is?
So you see how that anti-theft activator comes in handy.
Very good. It does work for real. Hey, did you ever meet the real Batman? Adam West?
Actually, I did. It was at a Comic-Con, I'd say in the early 2000s. And I had a black and white photo that I probably sent away with, you know, cereal box tops to get of Batman, Adam West as Batman and Burt Ward as Robin. And I went there to get them to autograph it. And as I walked up to Adam West, some person holds me back and says, excuse me, what do you want? And I said, well, I'm trying to get Adam West's autograph. Now, of course, Adam West isn't going to do the money changing. So this is his agent. Mr. West gets $70 for an autograph. Okay. And I came prepared. I brought cash. So I gave him $70. I hand the picture to Adam. And I asked him who of the people who played Batman, who was his favorite. And at that time, he said he thought Christian Bale did a good job as Batman. That was his favorite. And I said, well, truth be known, you're my favorite. And he thanked me. Then I get in line to get Burt Ward's autograph. And again, an agent stops me and says, Mr. Ward gets $50 for an autograph. See, Robin always has to be lower than Batman. But Batman is 70. Robin's got to be 50. But he can't be equal. He can't be more. And I got his autograph. And at that time, and I think he still does this, he was promoting his dog food line. He was into rescuing large dogs, Great Danes, St. Bernards. So that was what was, you know, something that he was excited to talk about. As you see from these pictures, I do have some neighbors of mine who have graciously appeared as Catwoman and Batman. I've also had the Penguin, Poison Ivy, and Harlequin. And you'll see the little Joker, the picture of Penguin, the little Joker, Harlequin, and Catwoman. That was on that little boy's sixth birthday. So that was a dream come true for him to be able to sit in the Batmobile, beep the horn. You know, you love it. All kids, when I tell them about it, they can't stop hitting the horn.
Paul, have you ever dressed up as Batman or any of the characters? I think you'd be a good Joker or the Penguin or Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze, yes. In my younger days, I did dress up. I had the Michael Keaton outfit, the Batman outfit. And back in the day, outside of ShopRite in Hillsboro, was a little coin-operated Batmobile car. And it was on Halloween, because I could get dressed up and not get second looks. So it was on Halloween. I got dressed up as Batman, and I grabbed my wife and said, Carolyn, come on, we're going to ShopRite. She said, well, you don't need anything. I said, no. She took her camera. I sat in that car as Batman, and I have that as a cherished photo that brings smiles to people and say, you're crazy, they say. Only you would do that.
Well, no, I've been known to do a lot of crazy things too. So, you know, this podcast, some other podcasts and stuff like that. And, you know, you have to be crazy sometime. Live life and enjoy it. You know, if you show up in a Batmobile, you have to play some kind of character. You can't be just Mr. You got to be a little wacky, because even if you add a new character, people will accept it because they, you know, either they don't know it or whatever. It just fits with the brand.
Right. And you have to have the hat.
Yeah. The hat. Yep.
I'll tell you a cute story. I went to the week I got it back, I went to the Hillsborough Police Department, and I gave the card, my card for Gotham for Rent. And I said, I'm coming here for two reasons. One, I want to make the car available for special events or fundraisers that you might have. But second, I don't want to get a ticket. That's it. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, I don't have windshield wipers. And they said, okay, but I pointed out, I don't have a roof, it's an open cockpit. So I'm never going to be out in the rain. So I don't need windshield wipers. And then I said, I don't have the front license plate mounted. And my license plate is for Gotham. I have it. I just don't have it mounted in the front because there's no place for it. And the officer said, technically, you're subject to a ticket, but I'll make you this deal. In Hillsboro, you'll never get pulled over for the not having the front plate and no windshield wipers. that I said, well, what about speeding? Because if I have to get to a crime scene, I have to get there fast. And she said, no, no, we're going to nail you on speeding. So the Batmobile does not speed.
Paul, so it's a wonderful vehicle. It does a lot of great stuff. What are your plans to sort of for doing good in the community with the Batmobile?
Well, I heard about this guy in Arizona who has a Batmobile, and he would go to hospitals and take kids for rides, you know, kids who have cancer and so on. But he went one step further because one of the kids said, oh, I just don't want to go for a ride in the Batmobile. I want to go to the Batcave. And that got him thinking, and he built a Batcave. And he takes children and their families and selected guests to his Batcave. Now, it's not a true Batcave. It's like it's in an industrial park, and it's a two-story. But the kids get to slide down the bat pole, and there's bells and whistles and flashing lights in the Batcave. And they get to the commissioner calls, the bat phone rings, and yes, the Joker will be right there. And he goes with the kid to a predetermined spot where there's a Joker, and the kid punches the Joker, and the police come and give him a medal, and everyone's happy, and this kid made his day. So ultimately, I would love to be able to do that because I feel I'm halfway there. I've got the Batmobile. I just got to have a Batcave now.
No, I wish you luck. So you have a timeline for this that you want this to start get going, how people can help you out?
I haven't taken it to that next level. There's a lot of planning that has to go into it. Yes, in some way, even if you don't have an exact replica of the Batcave, you've got to have some funding behind it. And probably open up as a 501(c) charitable organization, but you do need funding in order to build some of the bells and whistles and flashing lights and have a location for it. So possibly a mall. It could be in a mall setting. I haven't thought that through enough, and it's a dream. But you know what? The Batmobile was a dream, and now it's a reality to me. So who knows? The Batcave may be just around the corner.
Anything like that could happen. Yes. And all you have to do is go to forgotham.com. You can contact Paul Ritz there, the Batmobile, you can give him some ideas how to start this great organization, maybe work with him on it and help a lot of great organizations, kids, and make our world better, like I said, because he is one of those people that is important to our world, as you just heard and saw. And so, Paul, final question, very, very important. Okay, I look right at that camera. What was it like being as a guest on Casual Conversations? Tell me.
It is a lifelong dream, Kaz. Much like the Batmobile, soon the Batcave, to be on here and to talk about a passion of mine. It's always fun. And I like the fact that you focus on local people, local events, local things that make people proud to be, you know, from Hillsborough.
So what would Batman say at the end of every episode, or you want to say in behalf of Batman and the Batmobile and this episode of Casual Conversations? Famous line, whatever you want to do, go ahead.
Well, people always ask me, who are you? I'm Batman.
He is Batman. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. That's the end of Casual Conversations. And see you around town, anywhere you see the Batmobile. It's probably Paul Ritz as Batman.